Blog Talk Radio.
Taking time out of your busy schedule, out of your busy day
just to come and be with us here. Amen. You feel bad? It's just bear with us a little bit. We're trying to get our sound. Amen. Amen. Can I, the controls are showing that it's good. How is that? How is that coming across? Sound check. Sound check. Is that We're gonna ask.
It's a lot of static.
Okay,
it's a lot of static.
Okay. Evangelist Gail, if you can hold the line, let me check the controls. So if you could just welcome everybody in, Evangelist Gail, while I try to check the controls here.
Okay. Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank the Lord for everyone that has dialed in tonight, near and far. We thank you for another day, another hour that the Lord has blessed us today. We give honor to God for keeping us all day long, all day long, while we drove up and down the dangerous highways, while we went to our jobs and everything. But we just thank you all once again for returning back to the PNN. It is indeed a blessing to have each and every one with us. We thank everybody near and far. We welcome you back another day, another hour to the PNN Network. Whatever you need, God has it. Expect the unexpected here at PNN. You can pray for one thing, you may get two or three. But I just know that God is going to be there and he's going to bless us in every area that we at. And he always gives us an expected end, more than we could even imagine. So tonight, just know that you're in the right place at the right time. Don't
Amen.
Touch that dial. Stay right here. Sir.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Gail. Amen, Jesus. I want to get a sound check on this end. How is it coming across?
It sounds good.
Staticky or it's good?
It sounds
okay,
good.
Great. Amen. Teamwork. Amen. We're better together. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Gail. Thank you, Missionary Fan. Amen. We just bless you, people of God, on tonight. Listen, if you have not already, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come to the broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for we are truly expecting the Lord to do great things. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, people of God, and it is according to the power, amen, that abideth in us. Amen. And we thank God. We know that power, amen, is the power of the Holy Ghost. God himself. Amen, abiding in his people. Amen. And we're grateful to the Lord for that on tonight. Amen. Go ahead and invite someone to come in. Amen. We just want to, amen, just thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. Just want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you may get a copy of the broadcast. We record every night. Amen, Jesus. If you put an order in for a copy, just know that it's coming. It's on the way. Amen. So we just thank God for you and for you tuning in. We want to thank God for all of our listeners, our international listeners. Amen. As we've stated, we're in 59 countries now, and we do bless the Lord for that. Amen. Truly, people of God, it's the Lord's doing, and it's just marvelous in our eyes. And we're grateful to the Lord for all that he has done and that he's doing through the PNN. We want to thank God for our international listeners that are in the Isles, Islands. Amen, Jesus. the British Virgin Islands, amen, the U.S. Virgin Islands, glory to God, amen, Africa, Cambodia, amen. Listen, we don't even want to start calling names. We may miss someone. So we just want to say whatever you're listening from, we thank God for you. Thank you for taking the time out to come and be with us. We also want to thank God for those that are listening by way of Facebook on our Prayer News Network Facebook page. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Want to ask you to go ahead and share the link. Amen. Share it to someone's messenger or share it to someone's page. Amen, Jesus. Because, amen, these messages that have come forth, amen, they are loaded with blessings. Why are they loaded with blessings? Because they are loaded with the word of God. Amen, Lord of God. And we thank God for his word. Amen. Those that are listening via our ReArc Prayer Group 52, we thank God for you as well. Amen. I want to ask you, go ahead and invite someone to come in, Lord of God, or tag somebody. Amen. Tag them, tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Tell them they don't want to miss it. Tell them they don't want to miss it. Truly, God is doing a great work in the midst of us again. We're just so humbled by all that the Lord is doing. Amen. We're humbled. And those that are, listen, those that are calling in on tonight, amen, calling into the broadcast, we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. People of God, as we stated, you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. We'll send it directly to your phone. It doesn't cost you a thing. Amen. And people of God, the beautiful thing, all you need to do to send it, glory to God, you just tap on it, copy it, and paste it into someone else's number. Amen, Jesus. And text it. Text it to someone. It's a virtual text. Amen. It's a virtual. Sorry, it is a virtual track. We call it a virtual track. Amen. Tracks you read. But with these broadcasts, all you have to do is touch, amen, copy, and send. Amen. That's the beautiful thing, isn't it? Glory to God. So we bless the Lord, amen, because we know that in our sending and those that are listening via Facebook, those that are listening via the web, you can also listen to us on the web, Google Prayer News Network. When you Google us, you will get, amen, Jesus, the recording, live recording that's going on right now. Amen. Glory to God. As well, those of you who like to listen to podcasts, you can listen via podcast as well by going to the website. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank God again. Amen, Jesus, for each of you. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Listen, we want you to go ahead and get your pen and paper. As we always tell you, get your pen, get your paper, get your notepad. Glory to God, whatever you need so that you can take notes. As these nuggets are dropping, amen, from God's messengers, amen, just nuggets, amen, so much that you listen to that make you say, amen, so much that you hear, amen, just open the eyes of your understanding. It causes, amen, that's the word of God, amen, glory to God. He illuminates our minds, calls us to see, whereas we may have been darkened in one area or the other. When the word of God comes, he sheds light. As the scripture declares, amen, the people that sat in darkness have seen a great light. And that great light, amen, is Jesus. And we thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, how he came down through the generations. Glory to God, he came down to the generations to save us, to set us free. Glory be to God, to redeem us from the hand and the curse and the plan of the enemy. Glory to God. He did it for us, people of God. He did it for us. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. He went all the way to the cross. Amen. That cross of, amen, Jesus, on Golgotha Hill. Amen. That's also called Calvary. Amen. He did it for us, people of God. Amen. He died the death of sin. Amen, Jesus, that we might live. He could have come down off that cross. Glory to God. But he didn't do it. Amen. His love sustained them. Amen. Glory to God. Love kept him there. Glory to God. Because he saw us. He saw me. He saw you. Amen. Glory to God. And we're just so grateful. We're so grateful. Amen. That he didn't come down. Amen, Jesus. But glory to God, he went. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, I'm not going to go there. Amen, Jesus, because I tell you, I just feel him now. I feel him. Amen. But we're just grateful, amen, that he did. Amen. He died for us. He gave his life. He gave his life that we might live. And for this, we're grateful. Amen. So, again, people of God, get your pencil and your paper. Amen. Get ready for tonight to hear what the word of the Lord is. Amen. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. And we're so grateful to have, amen, such a vast library of word coming forth. Amen. From his messengers. Amen. From April 6, 2020, which is the very first day, amen, that we started this PNN broadcast. Amen. So from April 6th, glory to God, we've been able to get these, amen, capture this word, this word, this word, this word. Amen. Glory to God. And people of God, this word is still working. God's word is alive. It's living. Amen. Glory to God. He is his word. Glory to God. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. That we were able to capture, not knowing, people of God, that we will be here today, but God knew, and he had a plan, and he executed it, people of God, in such a spirit of excellence, glory to God, and all we have to do is follow, amen, where he leads us, we follow, amen, Jesus, and we are blessed, amen, for where the Lord has been taking us, glory to God, over this journey, over the course of time, so we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, but we would that you get your pen and your paper anyhow, glory to God, because there is a word from the Lord, and you will be blessed. Amen, glory to God. And people of God, we're going to, amen, prepare now, glory to God, to go right on into our broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. We are going to be blessed on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're going to ask Missionary Dorothy Fan if she would come and sanctify our line on tonight, glory to God. And right after Missionary Fan, glory to God, Sister Mary Holland, she will come with our scripture reading, amen, in that order, amen. So we bless God, amen, Sister Fan. We see her on the, glory to God, go ahead. You have the platform, Missionary Fan.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The song says, I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Lift your voice and say yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Lift your voice and say yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 and I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. Giving your name, Lord God, what's due unto you tonight, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, saying yes, Lord God, yes to your way, yes to your will, Lord God. Speak to us, Lord God, and our heart and our spirit will agree, Lord God, and we will say yes. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God. Have mercy upon us once again, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord God, to forgive our sins, Lord God, forgive iniquity, Lord God, transgressions, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God, and move once again, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, for everything that we may have said and done that was not pleasing to you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, godly sorry, Lord God, from the heart, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to let the words of our mouth and the meditation, Lord God, of our heart, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to look at our heart, Lord God, and see the very intents of our hearts tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, tonight thanking you, Lord God, praising you, Lord God, giving your name the glory, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. We come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you to look upon the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless it right now, Lord God. Bless the line, Lord God. Bless each and every one that come to the line tonight, Lord God. For and near, Lord God, everyone, Lord God, that come, Lord God, expecting, Lord God, a blessing from you tonight, Lord God. Some may be, Lord God, looking for one thing, and some may look for another, Lord God. But we're asking you right now, Lord God, to move upon the line tonight, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you tonight, Lord God, to move on the speaker tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask for you to save tonight, Lord God, deliver, set free tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask for you to heal, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, in advance for healing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to look on the bereaved families everywhere, Lord God. Some, Lord God, has got hung down heads, Lord God, but we realize and know that you are the lifter of our heads, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to move mightily tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move on that young man, that young woman, Lord God, that may be on the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, looking for answers, Lord God. And we asking you, Lord God, to move, Lord God, and touch them and let them know that you are the answer, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way, Lord God, this night, Lord God. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, to look on Minister Bradley right now, Lord God. We're asking you to touch her right now, Lord God, in every area, Lord God, that she needs you in, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God. in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless her, Lord God, that she may continue to do your will in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, for truly, 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 Lord, you're worthy, Lord God, and there's none like you, Lord God. There's none like you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for being almighty. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being all-powerful. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being whatever we need you to be, Lord God, whether we need you to be a shelter in a time of a storm, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, a healer, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, a lawyer, Lord God. We thank you for being everything we need you to be, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just come to give you the praise. We come to give you the glory. We come to give you the honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Master. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Lord God. Amen, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We lift our hands up, Lord God, unto you tonight and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And we glorify your holy name in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far who have joined us on tonight. Scripture reading will be coming from the first chapter of Colossians, the 14th through the 23rd verse. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by which it worked, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which were preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. I have read to you 1 Colossians, the 14th through the 23rd verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you, Missionary Fan. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. And we just want to welcome, amen, all of our listeners as you're continuing to come in. God bless you on tonight, amen. We are getting ready. We're getting ready. We're getting ready for the word on tonight. We are rebroadcasting, amen. As we've already stated, we have such a vast library of, amen, word that has come to this line, and we were able to capture it, amen. Glory to God for a time such as this, amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Again, go ahead and prepare yourselves, people of God. On tonight, we are actually traveling over to Franklin, Alabama. We're going over to Franklin, Alabama. Amen, Jesus. As you know, we've been traveling on this line, virtually traveling, amen, Jesus. And we've been so many places here in the state, so many places, glory to God, in the Isles of the Sea. Amen. Even over to Africa. Amen. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. I just want to thank God for Apostle Bobar on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We, amen, we've been trying to get him for the past couple of days. He's in Sierra Leone, West Africa, and we've not been able to get him. So let us pray. Let us be praying for him. Amen, Jesus, that these lines would connect. amen, so that he can come and be with us, amen, Jesus, to bless, amen, us in word, bless us in testimony, amen. They're doing a great, great work over there, and we're just so grateful for the outreach that's going on, that's pouring, amen, Jesus, glory to God. We look to put some of the pictures out on our PNN Facebook page so that you too can see, amen, what the Lord is doing over there. So let us be praying for him, amen, Jesus, glory to God, among the many places that we've been here on the PNN, amen. But again, tonight we're going over to Franklin, Alabama, amen, Jesus. There's a man of God over there, amen, Jesus, quite a very, very busy man, amen. But we thank God that the Lord allowed him to come here to this PNN and bless us, amen, Jesus. He's coming to us by way of St. Peter's Missionary Baptist Church. Glory to God, people of God, and I tell you, we, amen, had the honor of listening to this man of God, amen, and here we are tonight, amen, rebroadcasting, amen, one of his messages that the Lord has given to his people. People of God, prepare your hearts, prepare your mind on tonight. Again, let us receive Pastor Matthew Davis.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. It's a blessing to be here on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We do give God praise and glory and honor. Amen. For being here on tonight. Amen. The devil thought he was going to stop something, but I tell you, God has a plan. I am excited about tonight for being here, and I'm so grateful that I have been asked to come. Amen. And to share with you on tonight. Let us pray real quick. Father God, it's now in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this night. This is a night we have set aside for your people. And because of that, God, we bless your name. We give you praise, glory, and honor now. It's in the name of Jesus. Amen. God, we bless you right now. We praise you. In Jesus.
Muted.
Amen. 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 Tonight and night. Was looking into the word of the Lord after dealing with the word on today and seeking God for a word for his people. Amen. After giving God a word for his people, amen, praise the Lord, and God was giving me a word to give to his people. And I was so excited about this word because we are living in this particular time. Amen, praise God. And tonight I want to speak with us very briefly from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Amen. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 35. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 35. And my little topic tonight that I want to build this message around is, I can't stop now. Amen. Praise God. We know that even in the time in which we're living, amen, praise God, we are dealing with a pandemic, we are dealing with killing on every hand, and but praise God, because of the need that we are in now for the word of God, we as saints of God, we can't stop now. Amen, praise God, no matter what may come our way, amen, no matter how the enemy may come after us, amen, we that are born of the Spirit of God got to know tonight that we have hope in Christ. Amen. Praise God. And this hope that we have, it makes us not ashamed. So tonight, praise the Lord, I want to encourage us tonight. Hey, we can't stop now. Others may stop by the wayside. Others may give up. But we've got to understand, amen, praise God, that we as saints of God, we have something within us that would not allow us to stop. Amen. Praise God. And it says here in Romans chapter 8, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Praise God. Amen. Praise God tonight. I want to say tonight, it says, who shall separate us? Who shall depart us? Who shall call us to go in the opposite direction from the love of Christ? Amen. Praise God. We know tonight that the love of God is the best thing going on in our life. And praise God, no matter what may come or go, we cannot afford to allow, amen, the enemy to separate us. Amen. To call us to walk away in a time such as this from the love of Christ. Amen. Praise God. And I know that we are living in, as I foresee, a pandemic. And the Bible says we shall trouble. Will we allow tribulation to separate us? God, we as saints, we use the tribulation. Amen. Because ever since we've been in the body of Christ, Satan has guarding us, keeping us going. So tonight, amen, Paul was saying here, are we going to allow tribulation to come? If we cannot bear the storm, if we cannot go through this hour, amen, praise God, we cannot make it. So we cannot allow tribulation. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, praise God, that, amen, tribulation is going to come. Amen, tribulation is going to come. But I want to remind us tonight that God is greater than any tribulation that can come our way. Then Paul went on to say, she of distress. Many tonight are in distress because of the pandemic. They're worried about jobs. They're worried about food. They're worried about this and that. But guess what? We as saints of God, we don't have to worry. But David said, I once was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, not his seed begging bread. Amen. So even if, you know, we are saints of God. Don't get me wrong now. We are not machoism, but we also have things that come our way, but we know who to go to. When problems come our way, we know to whom to turn to. So we cannot get distressed over this or over that. Yes, it's important, saints, that we follow the order. Amen. Now, I want us to say the noise of the night. Don't go out talking about, well, I'm saved. I ain't got to wear no mask. I ain't got to, God, don't keep me. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. We must follow instruction as others, but not fall into distress. Amen. Praise God. Shall persecution. Yes, we are persecuted on every hand, but yet not despondent. We are persecuted. Amen. Saints of God are always being persecuted. Why? Because we do not walk as the world walks. See life as the world sees it. We do not live life as the world lives. So because of that, we are persecuted. Amen. Praise God. Famine. Amen. Praise God. Who knows? We could be headed for a famine. The way things are going, amen, there could be a famine coming to land. But we know, praise God, our life is more than meat. Amen. Praise God. But our life is to meet the will of God. Praise the Lord. We have to meet the will of God. We can't let our famine and these are nakedness. Amen. A pearl, a sword. I'm reminded of what David said. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, not his seed begging bread. So guess what? We don't have to worry. Just stay in the will of God. Amen. Praise God. Just stay in the will of God and do what God said. Amen. Praise God. Don't fool yourself, saints. Amen. Praise God. We hurt. Yes, I admit the fact. We hurt. We go through. Amen. But I come to tell you tonight, amen, praise God, don't give up on your brother. Amen. Because, let me tell you why you shouldn't give up on your brother. Because, praise God, if we stay in God and God stay in us, amen, praise God, no good thing will he withhold from us. Amen. Praise God. So we got to realize tonight that, amen, listen, don't count me out. Amen. Because God has another move to make. Amen. Praise God. Don't count us out. Amen. Don't count God out because the kingdom going to have another move to make in Christ. We can't give up now. We have come too far from where God has brought us. And I want to remind us tonight that God has not brought us this far to leave us now. I encourage the saints of God. Amen. Praise God. But in order to get what God got, you got to do what God says. Amen. We can't be walking around here, amen, out of the will of God and doing things that not befitting for the building of the kingdom of God. We've got to walk circumspectly. We got to do what God say do, because the Bible declares that we must be the first partaker. Amen. Praise God. We've got to live this word. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to remind us tonight that he said in his word that all things, amen, praise God, amen, all things are working together for the good of those that love God, which are called according to his purpose. Let me say this tonight. Amen. Praise God. I said to the church on Sunday, praise God, when the Bible said all things, he mean all things. Amen. So praise God. Let me tell you something. If you love God, no matter what you are going through with, no matter, hallelujah, Jesus, I got to, oh, thank you, God, no matter what you're dealing with, if you love God, amen, it's working for you good. I want to remind you tonight, it might not feel good. It might not look good. Amen. He didn't say everything look good. He didn't say everything felt good. But I declare, the word of God declares that all things are working. Are working. It's working. Amen. Praise God. Going through tribulation, it's working. Going through a famine, it's working. Going through distress, it's working. It's working for our good. We got to realize if it's working, it's a process. We got to go through a process as things work for our good. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes the process will bring pain. Sometimes sometimes the process will bring trouble. But guess what? It's working. Now, the question is, what are you going to do? Ah, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. What are you going to do during the process? Amen, somebody. Amen. What are you going to do? He said it's working, W-R-K-I-N-G. He didn't say it has already worked, but it is working, which means it's a process. It's a process. So guess what? In the process, while it's working, now, what are you going to do, saints of God? What are you going to throw in the towel? Are you going to get upset and walk away? Are you going to, amen, pray God, feel like the pandemic going to take you out? No, it's working for your good. And I want to remind us tonight, as it's working for our good, we've got to ask God for some patience. My God, sometimes, thank God, we lose our patience. But we got to be patient, because if you lose your patience, you're going to try something else. And whatever else you try, if it's not God, it's not going to work. Amen. Praise God. So as this thing is working for our good, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. As it's working for our good, let me tell you something. You be patient. You stand still. You know that God is, amen, working things out for your good. I said to somebody on Sunday, amen, yes, I remember when the Hurricane Irene and Hurricane Katrina, all those storms came. Amen. Praise God. And people were panicking. They were afraid. Amen. But the saints of God, we had to know that it was working. Amen. Why? Because somebody during that time, amen, needed a roof on the house. Come on, somebody. Somebody needed a roof on the house, but they were not able to buy a roof. But because of the storm, amen, praise God, that really took off the other few shingles that were still hanging on, amen, you were able to get a new roof. Amen. So guess what? That's going to work for your good. Amen. Praise God. I want to remind you again. Amen. Even in this pandemic, amen, praise God, saints have gotten a chance to sit down, or should have gotten a chance to sit down and spend some quality time with God. You can't say I'm busy now. You can't say I don't have time now. You got all the time you need, amen, praise God, to hear from God. Amen, praise God. And even in this pandemic, amen, just a few days ago, some of us got $1,200. It's working for you good. Amen. Somebody got $1,200 plus $600 for your kids. It's working for your good. So you just got to be able to shout in the midst of the storm, for you realize the storm will pass over. That's why I can tell you I can't quit. Amen. Praise God. We can't let nothing separate us from the love of God. If you love him, stay with him. If you love him, do what he says. If you love him, then love one another. But the Bible says, how can you say you love God whom you've never seen, but then you hate your brother who you see daily? If you can't help him, don't you try to harm him. Amen. Praise God. So I'm saying tonight, amen. Praise God. We can't quit. We have come too far for where God has brought us from to give up now. Thanks to God. We got to brush up ourselves. We got to clean up ourselves. Quit complaining. We complain more than the world do. Amen. Praise God. We scared more than the world. God did not give us a spirit of fear. He did not love your peace and a sound mind. Amen. If your mind ain't sound, you ain't got no peace. You need peace in God. Amen. So, amen. Praise God. I don't walk around being afraid, because I know my Redeemer's draw now. Amen. Praise God. I said to him on Sunday, my God, praise God. I told him, now, as we sit in the car, look back at the building. When you was in there, you wouldn't do right. Hallelujah. When you was in there, you wouldn't live right. Come on, somebody. I said, look at the building now. Amen. Praise God. When you was in there, amen. Praise God. You wouldn't do what God said do. Amen. Praise God. When you was in there, you was hypocriting in there. When you was in there, you was backsliding in there. When you was in there, you was lying on folks in there. Amen. I can imagine God saying, I ain't saying I can imagine. God said, I'm tired of this. Get out of my house. Shut my door. Amen. Go home and get your business right. Amen. Praise God. Go home. Amen. Praise God. And do what you're supposed to do. Amen. Go home and fall in love with me at your house. So you couldn't do right in my house. Amen. Praise God. Well, I bless God tonight for that. Amen. Praise God. That's when we all had to go home. Not only did the members have to go home, the preachers had to go home. But amen. But God, I just feel in my heart, amen, that we shouldn't even let this separate us. Amen. For he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. My God, my God. And I got a joy out of that word, because you know what he said? He didn't say it's the world. Come on, somebody. He didn't say it's the world. He said, if my people. Amen. So what tells me, this tells me that the problem in our society, that, but what do we possess? Are we possessing what we professing? Amen. Praise God. It's easy to cry, hold it. But are we living it? Are we living it to the max? Are we doing what God says? Are we living the word day by day? Are we walking in My God, come on, saints. We're too high-minded. My God, we're too boastful. We're too proud. But I hear God say, humble yourself. Amen. Go home and humble yourself. If my people will humble themselves, seek my face. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. I ain't seeking the world. I ain't seeking folks. I'm seeking God. Because you know why I ain't seeking folks? Because they don't have full control over their own life. Without God, you can't do nothing. Without God, you cannot control your own life. But I hear him saying, if my people, he called it for his people, the saints of God, he called it for his people. Amen. The men of God, amen, the prophet, the bishop, amen, the pastor, the evangelist, he called it for us. Amen. If my people who are called by my name shall come to themselves, seek my faith. Praise God. Don't be so proud. God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. Humble down, thanks to God. We've got to humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God. If we humble down, seek his faith, then he said, not only seek my faith, but turn from your wicked ways. And I found out, my God, that God got some people with some wicked ways. Amen, amen, amen. I said, God got some people with some wicked ways. Because he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek my faith, pray, and turn from their wicked ways. Somebody said to me the other day, said, Pastor, my God, I've been praying, 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 but it seems like ain't nothing happening. I said, yeah, you just did part of what you said. That's why ain't nothing happened. Amen. Praise God. You can't do what you want to do. Amen. He said, first of all, you humble yourself. You pray, but you ain't humble. Come on, somebody. He said, seek my faith. You pray, but you ain't seeking. Amen. Praise God. He said, then turn from your wicked ways. Amen. Praise God. We got to earn. We got to seek. We got to seek the face of Jesus. Seek the face of God. Amen. While we have time. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If we do these things, he said, I will heal from heaven and I will heal the land. The land is sick because God's people will not do what God said to do. Amen. Praise God. It's all right for me to shout. It's all right for me to speak in tongues. But it ain't all right for me to walk right here and don't live right. My God, my tongue speaking on a pacifier with my walking and my talking. My God, where am I in Christ? I'm not just talking about in the church. I'm talking about in my home. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about in my house. Am I living holy in the house? Am I walking holy in the house? Am I treating my wife holy in the house? Do I treat my children holy in the house? Amen. God, I know your words. Amen. Praise God. You ain't hot and you ain't cold. Amen. Because you lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. I feel the Holy Ghost even in my house in the night. Come on, somebody. Amen. I keep telling you. Amen. Paul told the Romans. Amen. Who gonna separate me? Praise God. He's been too good to me. Amen. Praise God for me to allow anything. Amen. To separate me from the love of God. Amen. Praise God. Who shall separate me? Nobody. Don't let nobody separate you. Don't let nobody stop you. Amen. You got to station yourself. You got to position yourself in order to stand in the power. My God, my God. You got to turn your TV off. Amen. Praise God. It's okay to hear some news, but you better read your word. Because the strongest news you can get is in the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I'm saying tonight, whatever you do, saints of God. Amen. I'm so glad to be on here tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. God had a word burning in my belly all day today. He said, tell my people. Amen. Praise God. I'm calling for them. Amen. I'm calling them out of these dry places. I'm calling for them. Amen. We got to hear what God is saying. Amen. We've got to hear what God is saying to the church. For the Bible said that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Amen. We want to hear what the news is saying to her, but we already want to hear what God is saying. What God is saying to her. And I hear Paul say here in verse 5, in verse 36, he says, as it is written for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. Amen. Praise God. Thanks to God. We are killed all the day long. Amen. Praise God. We are as sheep counted for the slaughter. Amen. That's what it says. Amen. We are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. You know how she feels. He's humble. He's humble. Amen. Praise God. And when you be humble in God, when you step up to God, when you be humble in God, amen, the world, amen, will consider you as being a sheep for the slaughter. Amen. Praise God. They find the slaughter, but if God be for us, amen, who in the world can be against us? Amen. But I heard Paul said here in verse 37, amen, amen, even though tribulation may come, even though saints stress may come, even though, thanks to God, persecution may come. Amen. Praise God. There may be a famine. Now, I want to remind you, all the famine, they're not just for physical food. They're going to become a famine for the word of God. You're going to desire to want it and can't want it. Oh, yeah, we got folks not want to go to church, but they wouldn't go when they could go. Amen. Praise God. But I want to remind you, God still got a way. My God, he loves us so much. Even though he's shut. shut the doors of the church, of the building. Amen. Praise God. That still is the way. Look at us tonight. Amen. God still sending out his word tonight. Whosoever will, let it come. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I want to say tonight, if all these things shall come before us, amen, the tribulation, the famine, the nations, the pearl, the sword, if all these things shall come before us, and we are killed all the day long as a sheep for the slaughter, I want to tell you something. Verse 37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. Thanks to God, I want to say tonight, we're not just a conqueror. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we are more than a conqueror. We are more than a conqueror through him that loves us. For I am persuaded. My God, are you persuaded tonight that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor being present, nor being to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise God. We can't let it stop us. We can't stop now. Amen. No pandemic can't stop us. Amen. Praise God. No famine can't stop us. No nations can't stop us. But we are going to go forth in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God. This is the word of God. Amen. Praise God for the saints of God, for the peoples of God. The Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. Amen. Praise God. So glad to have all of you out tonight. Amen. Praise God. Listening at the voice of God through his servant. And I want to say tonight, God is calling. Amen. God is calling. Amen. He's calling for those that don't know him. Amen. He's calling. He's saying, come unto me, all you that are laboring and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And I want to say tonight, amen, praise God, that you that may be listening that don't really know him in the department of your sin. But I want to come to let you know tonight that, listen, Jesus, the Son of God, amen, he gave his life that you may live. Amen. I wouldn't let this harvest pass, amen, without letting Christ bring salvation to my heart. Amen. And
Amen. I'm still giving a
amen, amen, amen. Praise God.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the word tonight that we have heard. Amen. Thank God, amen, for everyone that's listening on the line tonight. Amen. We must go on. Amen. We can't allow, amen, obstacles, trials, and tribulations to stop us, but we must go on in Jesus' name. Amen. After hearing the word of God tonight, amen, maybe there's somebody on the line, amen, you want to receive the Lord as your Savior. Amen. You realize that God is calling you. Amen. And you realize it's time for you to answer the call. Amen. Tonight, if that's you, amen, we could come over to the broadcast. Amen. Tonight, amen, where we could pray, believe God for the saving of your soul. Amen. You can push *6 tonight. Amen. If you would like to receive the Lord as your Savior. Amen. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Is there one tonight that will want to, amen, accept special prayer? Amen. Any special prayer requests tonight? Amen. After hearing the word of God, amen. Maybe you're standing in need of prayer. Maybe you're standing in need of strength. Maybe your faith is being tried. You're going through some things. But after hearing the word of God tonight, amen, you want to give God a chance. You want to wait on the Lord and be of good courage because you found out tonight that the Lord will strengthen your heart. Amen. Is there one tonight for any special prayer request? Glory be to God. Amen. If not, we're going to pray. Amen. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify you. Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for right now. We thank you for breath in our body. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. Father God, we thank you for being clothed in our right mind. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are dependent on you tonight. We need you, oh, God, like a fish need water. We need you, God. We can't live without you. We can't move. We can't breathe without you. Oh, God, we need your help right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you will stretch out your hand. Oh, God, move across the land. Move on the prayer line tonight. Move on the hearts of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them see their need for you tonight. Let them see their desire, God. Oh, God, we have need of you tonight. Oh, God, we need you, God. We need you more than ever before. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, save to the utmost. Oh, God, baptize and fill with the Holy Ghost. Restore, reclaim tonight. Make everywhere whole, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, make ways out of no way. Open the door for your people. Oh, God, prick hearts up to repent. Break up the foul ground tonight. Break up that stony heart. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, only you can do it. Except the Lord build the house. May that labor in vain. Oh, God, we are dependent on you tonight. Oh, God, we have little strength, but you have all power in your hand. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you tonight. Oh, God, touch us tonight, Lord. Touch our hearts tonight. Oh, God, touch our minds, God. Oh, God, get us through this tonight. Whatever the trial is, whatever the situation is, God, we pray that you get us through it. In the name of Jesus, you be that burden bearer. You be that weight maker. You be that door opener. Be that friend, God, over in the midnight hour. You be that comforter. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. You said all things are possible when it looks impossible, when it seems to be impossible, when it feels impossible. We know that all things are possible through him that loved us. Oh, God, we love you tonight. We know that you're able, oh, God, to see us through. You're able to make a way where there is no way. You're able to make a way in the wilderness, even in the desert, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it tonight. Oh, God, do it tonight. You know the need tonight. You know the need of your people. When our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that is higher than I. Jesus, deliver tonight, Lord. Deliver, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, set free tonight. Oh, God, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer tonight, Lord. Lord. If you don't come to our rescue, we will be lost. Come to our rescue, Lord. Oh, God, deliver us. Save us from ourselves. Save us from self-destruction. Save us. Save, Lord. Save. Save, Jesus. We want to be saved. We need to be saved. We're praying to be saved. We're seeking your face in the name of Jesus. You only the one that's able to save us. You're the only one that can turn men's hearts around. You're the only one that can heal sick bodies. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray to you tonight. We pray to our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us. Forgive us our debts. And we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Hey, God, deliver us. Deliver us from that situation. Deliver us, oh God, even from the hand, of the enemy. Deliver us from that wicked one. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn from their wicked ways, you said you will hear from heaven, you will forgive their sins, and you will heal their land. God, we pray for healing in the land. Healing in the land. Healing in our bodies. Healing in our souls and in our spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you tonight, Lord. We cannot do anything without you. But we need you, Lord. Oh, God, remember those that are sick and afflicted. Remember those that are in grief tonight. Remember those that are in pain, God. Oh, God, heal, God. Look on those, God, that are going through things, even in their families, in their situations. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that you can work it out. We know that you can fix it like you said you would. Oh, God, you said all things work together for good to those that love God and to those that are called according to your purpose. We love you. We've been called by you. So, Lord, we do love you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer, when we pray our last prayer, when we sing our last song, we pray that thou will receive our souls into your everlasting kingdom, where we shall rest from all our labor, and the weary shall be at rest. We give you the praise, we give you thanks, we give you glory. And, oh, God, from this time forth, even forevermore, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and bless God. Amen. We just thank the Lord tonight. Amen for the word of God. Amen. Coming through a man of God. Amen. We should feel inspired. We should feel encouraged. Amen. Song says, I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Amen. Another song picked up and said, I must go on. Amen. This is what we got to tell ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You got to speak life over yourself. Amen. And tell yourself that, amen, we're going to make it with the help of the Lord. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So we just thank the Lord tonight. We bless God for all things. Thank God for the man of God once again. Thank God for each one of you. We pray that you have gained something from the word of God tonight. We pray, amen, that your faith has been stimulated, encouraged, just to, amen, put your trust in Jesus. Amen. And he will make everything all right. Amen. I may not know what you're going through. I may not know your situation. Some of us have family situations tonight. Amen. That's a concern to us. Amen. We're concerned about our family. We're concerned about, amen, the way they're living. We're concerned about the things they're doing. And we know that it's not good. We know that they're not headed in the right direction. But let me tell you something. Prayer can turn them around. Prayer can pull them out of the fire. You keep praying. Amen. Keep praying for your loved ones. Amen. I hear the Lord say tonight, keep praying for your loved ones. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your spouse, your husband, your wife. Don't give up on your mother. Don't give up on your father, your sisters and brothers. God said he's able to reach them. God said, amen, he's able to turn their life all around. Amen, and give them a new beginning. Amen, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. So God, amen, he's able to give them a new life. If he did it, amen, for you, if he did it for me, he can do it for them because he has no respect to person. He's the same God, amen, back then, and he's the same God right now. Do you believe it tonight? Amen. So we thank God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for each one of you. Amen. Coming to the line. Amen. Once again, we pray that you have been encouraged, strengthened through the word of God. Amen. Know that the Lord got it all in control, and he knows how to handle it. Amen. Better than you can. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. God can handle it better than you can. So just leave it alone. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Tonight. Amen. People of God, we would encourage you, amen, to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. If you so desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, we're going to ask that you would text us at area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, please text us at area code 912-257-3918. Also to our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, you too can obtain a copy of tonight's broadcast by texting us at area code 67608-7234. And you're going to use, amen, the WhatsApp. By using WhatsApp, text us at area code 678-608-7234. And we'll be certain to give you a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. As for stated, you also can go to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network, and there you can find the recorded broadcast, amen, recorded there. You can click on the link and listen to, amen, the broadcast for this night and even previous broadcasts, amen, you can tune in to listen to. So we just thank God tonight. We praise God for all things. Amen. We thank God for another day that the Lord has blessed us. Amen. I want you to know God is standing by. God is nigh thee. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Amen. The word which we preach, amen, the words which we speak, amen, is in our mouth. Speak life over yourself. Speak positivity. Amen. Instead of telling yourself, I can't, tell yourself, I can't. Instead of telling yourself, I won't, tell yourself, I will. I will make it with the help of the Lord. I will get through this. Amen. God will bring me out with the victory. Amen. If you believe it, give the Lord some praise, knowing that God is faithful to that promise. Amen. So we thank God tonight for all things. Thank God for our visionary, amen, of the Prayer News Network Global, our visionary and founder, Benjamin Bradley. Thank God for all the people, God, for each one of you, how you so faithfully come to this line to support. Thank God for those that are working behind the scene to help this broadcast to go forward in the name of the Lord. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Once you go in peace, go in Jesus' name. Go confident. Amen. Go feeling confident. Amen. That he that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Know that God is going to do everything that he set out to do. He's going to accomplish it in your life. Amen. So we give God praise tonight. Amen. So we thank God for all things. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. I want you to continue to tune into this broadcast nightly. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Let's come believe in God, trust in God, and praise in God for a miracle. We know that God is doing great things in your life. Amen. We may not hear it all the time every day, but we know of a fact that God is doing great things in your life. Allow God to continue to work in you. Amen. So this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We thank you for this night. We thank you for the word that has been spoken over your people in our hearts. Oh God, we take your word. We gravitate to your word. Oh God, we let you, oh God, your word take root in our heart. Hide your word in our heart that we may not sin against you. For we know that word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray tonight, Father God, that you will lead us and guide us. Oh God, order our steps in your word. Direct our path. Show us the way. Oh God, speak to us and tell us what it is that you will have us to do, which way you will have us to go. Oh God, help us to witness to the souls that you put in our path. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray to you that you will save, heal, deliver, and strengthen. Keep us day by day. Oh, God, keep us in perfect peace. God, we pray that you will bless the messenger tonight. Bless the man of God. We pray that you will continue to open up doors that the word of God may have free court. Oh, God, bless his home. Bless his family. Bless his ministry. Bless his going out, his coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Continue to look on the Prayer News Network. Continue to have your way. Get the glory, God. Breathe afresh on us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, send a Pentecost even through the airways tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. And do these things for your name's sake. Ever depart from his love, but never from your presence. Oh, God, you said when you see the blood, you will pass over. We pray that you will keep us safe and sound. Keep us that we slumber and sleep tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you rebuke the death angel. Make death behave tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we'll rise. We'll give your name the praise. We'll give your name the glory. Do these things for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We look to see you on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. God loves you. Amen. And we love you. But God loves you best. Until tomorrow night at 9 p.m., blessings be upon you in Jesus' name. Good night.
Oh, rain on us. We need your power. This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.